Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's talk to our guy Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, are you still in the salad days of going out on Thanksgiving Eve?
God, no. No.
What age did you age out of that, Mike?
I don't know. 25?
I think that's the right number, Pony. I think if you're past 25, it's like wearing that senior letter jacket when you're like 32 years old.
So there was a 24-year-old Mike Florio who was like painting downtown Wheeling red on Thanksgiving Eve?
Yes.
The Wheeling feeling, Pony.
What was the spot, Mike, where you knew you could show up and it was like glory days or cheers in Wheeling?
And you know what? I really got to think about that. There were a couple of different places we used to go. There was the Eagle. Not the Eagle. It was the Eagle 2. The Eagle was so good they made another one. There's a place called
like
Harvey's.
That's a veterinary clinic now.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
All right.
Those were the days.
Mike,
I don't have any specific memories of them.
And that's, I think that's kind of the point.
Yeah. I said to Chris earlier this hour that I'm starting to get a little bit of Russell Wilson calf injury vibes with Aaron Rodgers' wrist, where the preliminary report was, oh, he'll be back, he won't miss any games. Oh, he almost played in the Falcons game week one last year, and then he ended up missing six. And we're going to hear Aaron Rodgers later this hour. It doesn't sound like, at least from what happened at practice and what he said, like he's much closer to playing. You're going to be on a Thursday night, you're going to be on TV tomorrow night talking about the Ravens and Bengals and Joe Burrow coming back. What's your take on what's going on here with Aaron Rodgers?
Actually, I won't be on tomorrow night. We don't have a studio show for the Thanksgiving night game. Thank God. Because it's not like I got paid extra for it. I used to be on call for the Thanksgiving night game, which meant, you know, I couldn't enjoy the Thanksgiving potent potables. So, yeah, I'm not working tomorrow night, which is good. But I haven't seen that Rodgers. Now you got me curious. Because Mike Tomlin's been making it clear since Sunday. He told Jay Glazer Sunday morning he expects Aaron Rodgers to play this week. He said it after the game. Said it on Tuesday. They expect Aaron Rodgers to play. And remember, I told you guys last week, hey, if he doesn't play the first week, if this wrist is so bad, like he's not going to play until the wrist is healed to the point where they're not concerned. And Glazer was saying they're concerned about a displacement fracture. So who knows? Who knows? It's not like there was a drop-off with Mason Rudolph, and they could have won that game. So, interesting decision for them to have to make, because we're getting closer and closer to lights out on the season.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, though, Mike. I will say on Tuesday, I thought Tomlin softened his language a little bit to be less emphatic about the idea. He was like, I think, we expect, we hope, but we have to see still how the
proceed
week.
Proceed with caution. We still thrown around a lot.
Yeah, we still have to see how the week goes. So maybe most interested, though, in what you said at the very end, and not that you referenced a Celebrity Jeopardy category from Saturday Night Live and did potent potables there, but I think it's noteworthy that you felt like there just wasn't much daylight between a Rodgers performance and what Mason Rudolph put on tape on Sunday.
Yeah, hey, you know, you guys were saying it last week, there isn't much of a drop-off. So you got 100% Mason Rudolph versus Aaron Rodgers at some degree under 100%. What is the decision that you ultimately make? And none of the stuff that's said by Tomlin is binding. All that matters is the injury report. It's all that matters. And they have to tell us today whether he practiced and whether it was full or limited. They have to do it on Thursday, and on Friday they have to apply a label to Aaron Rodgers. They don't have to go anything beyond that. And it's just odd that they've clearly created an expectation he's going to play, and now there's a chance they may be backing off of it.
Mike, I said to Chris yesterday, or maybe it was Monday, my dates are starting to run together, and I haven't even imbibed in any of the Thanksgiving stuff. But, you know, it seems to me like this defense that the Steelers have of, well, the doctors said Aaron Rodgers couldn't play. Since when does Aaron Rodgers just say the doctors are right and whatever they want me to do, I'll do? Like, I just can't fathom that, knowing what we know about Aaron Rodgers, that if the doctor said to him, yeah, you can't play, he would just say, oh, you're right about that. I trust doctors on something. Your thoughts?
Well, and Tomlin said last week, it's ultimately Aaron Rodgers' body. He gets to make the decision. So I don't know if somebody scared him, if they showed him, you know, some sort of a presentation that somebody whipped up on their MacBook that this is what happens if you fall down the wrong way and your wrist snaps. And he said, I don't want that. So I don't know why at the end of the day it's not his decision, and maybe it was informed by some very strong advice that you fall down one time and you instinctively throw that left hand out, there's a chance you're going to have a serious wrist injury that is going to end your season and require surgery and just be, you know, a pain to live with for weeks until it finally heals.
Mike, the Steelers, after that loss to the Bears, coupled with the Ravens winning, I think the last playoff odds I saw at least one site, it was 89% for the Ravens, 18% for the Steelers. If those hold, and the Steelers, a lot of ground left to cover here, but if those trends hold and they don't make the playoffs, period, it'll be four times total, four seasons out of 19, where Mike Tomlin has actually won at least one playoff game. What do you make of that, particularly when we hear a lot about the fact that he's never had a losing season at the helm?
Oh, a losing season can happen this year. You know, it was a tie that saved him one of these years with 17 games to finish 8-8-1. Mm-hmm. But there's some history on the line here. And when you do all the things the Steelers did, with DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, waiting for Aaron Rodgers, just the vibe that they've created that they are trying to go all in. If you don't make the playoffs, I said all along that they've got to win at least one playoff game for the entire offseason to be justified. And Rodgers has to get to the playoffs to put the right icing on the cake, especially since the top layer is not good cake from the last 2 years with the Jets. It's not good for anybody if they fail to make the playoffs. And yeah, the last straw, not from the perspective of Art Rooney II, but from the perspective of some fans, would be, hey, there goes the argument that Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. And the 1 year where they went out and spent a lot of money and were very aggressive, they failed to even make the playoffs. Meanwhile, George Pickens had 1,500 receiving yards with a new team.
What is the percentage right now in Mike Florio's mind that Mike Tomlin is not the Steelers head coach next year?
I haven't really thought about it much because I've yet to accept that either side wants to move forward. And I know that right after Brian Daboll was fired by the Giants, people started getting antsy about this idea of a trade, and it's not really a trade because the coach ultimately controls it. It's compensation that's agreed to in advance before the new team is allowed to talk to the coach about possibly hiring him, and if it happens, then the compensation flows from the new team to the old team. But I'm a firm believer, and I reported over the weekend, the Giants haven't ruled out trying to de facto trade for a current coach. I'm a firm believer teams need to do that more often, and teams need to make that call. Now, in past years, especially 2 years ago when it felt like something was going on and maybe Tomlin was ready to move on, apparently teams are constantly monitoring the situation. At some point, though, if you don't get to the playoffs, if you don't win playoff games, especially after you've done all of this, I don't know. Is there still that presumption that teams would line up out the door to hire Mike Tomlin? I just don't know. I don't know. And maybe there is a belief all he needs is a fresh start, just like when Andy Reid went from the Eagles to the Chiefs. It's just a change of scenery, a fresh start, and off we go with a winning program in a new city.
Mike, do you agree with one talking head said today that if Mike Tomlin had gone 8 years without winning a playoff game in Philadelphia, in Green Bay, in New England, he would have been fired by those organizations? Do you agree with that?
Yes. I think the Steelers want to keep their thing. They want to keep their hairdo from high school. They are the team that has had three coaches since 1969, and they don't want to change that. They are the model of stability and continuity, and they don't want to change it. And I also think there's a fear that if we do it, we're going to be worse. And look, Chuck Knoll was kind of, sort of, nudged aside. It's amazing. He was only 59, and there was never any talk about him being hired by someone else, which is ludicrous. When Cowher left, my theory was, and still is, he was going to take a little time off and then come back and make a lot more money. He was never going to get market value from the Steelers, so resigned for a little bit and then come back. That wasn't team-initiated, obviously. And I think it's going to take a lot for the team to initiate pushing a guy out. I think it's going to take a lot.
You just said something interesting there about Bill Cowher not getting market value. He was never going to get market value from the Steelers, but Tomlin gets market value from the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the highest paid coaches in the NFL, so what shift happened there?
I don't know. It's a great point, but I remember developing that take 20 years ago after the Steelers beat the Seahawks in Super Bowl 20, and Mike Holmgren was making like twice what Bill Cowher was making. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Now, we'd have to go back and track the dollars and look at the growth. It could be that collusion is real when it comes to coaching pay, and maybe relative to the salary cap, coaches make less now than they did 20 years ago, so it's easier to be one of the highest paid coaches. I know there's a belief that the league does indeed, when they have those meetings four times a year, talk among themselves about not letting coaching pay get out of control because there is no salary cap, which would be an antitrust violation if anybody could ever prove it. But that may be one explanation, that it's not as much relative to the cap to be one of the highest paid coaches as it was back when Cowher was the coach and guys like Holmgren were getting paid by the late Paul Allen, what, $9 million a year, which was clearly top of the market. And I think Cowher was down around 4.5 or 5 at the time.
Mike,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
one other thought here, because the Steelers are doing things maybe that they haven't always done. They're giving out third contracts to players that maybe are suspect when they're top of the market. TJ Watt hasn't really played like a $41 million guy all year. Some of these are things that have only started happening recently. And so I ask, or I bring all that up to ask this. Forget about the Packers or the Eagles. If Dan Rooney was just a little younger and was still alive and still the principal driving force in the owner's box for this team, and they were in the exact same scenario they are now, would he still keep Mike Tomlin as his coach? Would he have already made a move if this had been going on and he was still calling the shots for this franchise?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I don't really know. I still think organizationally this idea that they've had three coaches since 1969 is a badge of honor, and they will not lightly go from 3-4. That I just get the sense that they're proud of that and they want to ride it out. And, you know, Dan Rooney's the one who hired him at the end of the day. And I just think it would have taken a lot and will take a lot. He's a great presence. He's a great ambassador for the team. I said last week, we were playing some of his press conference. You know, if he wanted to get into TV, he could have the same kind of impact that John Madden had. If he can speak extemporaneously during a game, the way that the sayings come out, the quips, it almost seems like they're on the tip of his tongue. If he can come up with like those memorable Mike Tomlin sayings in the 30 seconds that you have to talk between plays, he really could revolutionize broadcasting. And I don't know, maybe one of these days he's going to choose to do it. But I feel like until he chooses to do it, the Steelers are going to keep him around. And they're not going to push. And the worst case scenario would be they would find somebody that would give them something. First round pick plus for Mike Tomlin. That's how it would end, not as him being pushed out the door.
Mike, what kind of hairdo did you have in high school?
Was it a mullet then? It was kind of, yeah, it was kind of a mullet that was becoming more and more mulletized. You know, I went to a Catholic high school, and I don't know what the rule was for hair. I think it couldn't be like over your collar. You could have no facial hair. So everyone, well, the guys at least, after
the New York Yankees graduated, over there?
It was all grow a mustache. And the summer after we graduated, we all had the cheesiest freaking mustaches. And we thought they were awesome because we were finally allowed to not shave. And I mean, it's the only time in my life I had a mustache, because one of those moments, like you wake up and it's like, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So there you
white
go.
Meat or dark meat, Mike?
White meat. Because we make the turkey sufficiently moist that you don't need the dark meat to have moist. There's just something about the dark meat that's, I don't know.
I never really liked it.
You deep fry that turkey?
The turkey, and I just don't like it. I carve that dark meat, and it's like, I don't like the looks of this.
Do you deep fry, Mike? Have you ever tried to do the deep fry? I kind of roll my eyes at those videos of people who seem to be setting their houses on fire every year doing this.
We've got a deep fryer that we've used to deep fry a turkey breast before, but we do a good job roasting ours. You don't need to deep fry ours. Ours comes out great. And it's not like they act like it's this impossible task and it takes hours. The hardest part's getting the thing ready. And I worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken in high school. I am still skilled in handling raw poultry, which is objectively gross, but I'm used to it. And, you know, you got to get in the cavities and make sure you get all the stuff out. But once you put it in the roaster, we got an electric roaster, you drop it in there for 3 hours and it's done. It's like, why was this such a big deal? When we're growing up, we acted like, you know, cooking a turkey was like, you know, trying to go find the, you know, lost secrets of Egypt.
Mike, you're not a let's get together and watch It's a Wonderful Life as a family Thanksgiving night or the next day, are you? Are you one of those old
There's football.
Souls?
No, It's a Wonderful Life has its place in. Now, It's a Wonderful Life is awesome, but that's got its place in December.
You know,
football tomorrow.
My family's
the challenge for me tomorrow. The biggest challenge is not falling asleep during the Chiefs Cowboys game. And every year, I'll sit on the couch after we eat, and I'll say out loud, "I feel pretty good this year." And within 5 minutes, I'll be asleep. That's the challenge. Not let that happen.
All right, Mike. Great stuff. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate it. Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.